to another edition of Coffee with Coaches. My name is Kevin Edelson. Pleased to be joined by head golf coach Bruce Chalice. And Bruce, how are things down in North Carolina?
Things are going great. Weather's been great. Hot weather in the 90s recently. And the morning's been busy with a lot going on with BU and planning the golf season. And I do get some time in the middle of the afternoons to hit some balls and go out and play a few holes. So it's a good balance for sure.
Has the team been getting out and been able to golf much over the last 4 or 5 weeks?
Teams all around. We've got seven players this year, seven players from seven different countries. Access to the golf courses for them has just opened up in the last 6 weeks or so. Prior to that, there was no driving ranges in the golf courses like the U.S. were not available, but that's changed in the last 6 weeks. And the girls have been busy, of course, with summer school, finishing up spring semester and summer school, and also getting to get some workouts in and get some practice in for sure.
Yeah, talk about what it's like to be a coach of a team that is all over the world right now. So many different time zones. Some players are at 9 at night, some are 9 in the morning, at the same time. Just talk about what challenges there are and what it's like to coach such a diverse team.
We've got five different time zones. So it seems like 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time is a convenient, or not a convenient time, but it's a time that we can all get together. Of course, that means that L.A., that's 6 a.m., and that means in Melbourne, Australia, it's 10 p.m. Vietnam is 9 p.m. Beijing, Macau, China, 9 p.m. So it's clearly challenging, but we get it done. Girls have been great. All the Zoom calls, we're in touch frequently, either individually or as a group, as a team, and everyone's been able to make all the Zoom calls, so that's great. And I know the girls are in a lot of contact with each other during the week, catching up, seeing what's going on and who's doing what. So it's cool.
What's it like to coach a team? I mean, this past year's team had 8 players from 8 different countries, which is such a unique, it's so unique across sports to have that much diversity and that many different cultures represented. So what's it like to be the leader of such a team, and how's that dynamic?
Well, you get a lot of practice in vowels for sure. Still trying to learn how to spell all the names correctly. And I have no idea what the conversations are going on in the van, by the way. With seven different languages going on in the van. Hopefully I didn't understand the English, but I have no idea what's going on with the other languages. It's a lot of fun. Brings a lot of diversity. Lots of the sit-down dinners are fun. Learning different cultures, different customs, different habits. Hopefully a good educational experience for all the girls.
Absolutely. And education, obviously, at the forefront of this program. Another record year GPA-wise. All 8 players made the Patriot League Academic Honor Roll. You had 2 All-American scholars in Katerina Dolokova and Hanako Kawasaki. You know, what's it like to coach a team that does so well on the course, but then backs it up in the classroom with everybody succeeding?
Fantastic. 3.74 spring, 3.68 for the year overall, 3.68. And we're taking, I mean, a lot of hard majors, a lot of projects, a lot of research projects. The girls are very well organized. You have to be successful in the classroom and to meet the demands of our tournament and travel schedule. Our skill level in tournaments we've had a great year, averaging 75 all year. That's fantastic for a Northeast school on a national level. Springtime, our average was 73. That's quite remarkable, coming out of the snow belt and girls having that athletic skill level, and also, I mean, more importantly, academic level. It's a great scene. It's fantastic. Fun to watch.
Talk a little bit more about Hanako. Obviously, great GPA, but she's been terrific in her 2 years on the course, and she was named the Vietnam Female Amateur Golfer of the Year. Was just honored in a ceremony a couple weeks ago. She only has finished her sophomore year. How special of a player has she been, and how much better do you think she's made everybody else around her coming in over the last 2 years?
Hanako brings a lot to the program. A lot. High standards. I mean, a lot of the girls do. Hanako in particular brings a lot, expects a lot, golf-wise, golf performance-wise, academic-wise, double majoring right now, expects a lot of herself. every minute of every day is blocked off. Highly ambitious, and there's a situation where Hanako wants to get the most out of she can from BU academics, BU golf, and just the learning experience at BU. Fabulous.
Obviously, the spring was cut short, but you were playing great in the first two tournaments of the spring, and you had a great fall. I know, obviously, there's so much time between the end of the spring and then when you may start again, but how much momentum do you think you'll try to carry over from the end of the spring, knowing that, hey, we had a pretty good year, we can keep this going?
Well, a little heartbreaking, of course. I mean, we started the spring in Kiowa. We shot 871. I think that average is a little over 72 for four players for three rounds. That's really good. And we went to Wilmington and played great at Wilmington. I think we were 73.5 average at Wilmington, off to a tremendous start. Everyone played great. All in the springtime. We drove from Wilmington to Pinehurst, a little 2.5-hour drive to finish the 6 days of spring break. And as soon as we arrived to Pinehurst, I looked at my phone, which was blowing up with text messages. At that moment, I knew the season was over. Heartbreaking. But of course, heartbreaking for a lot of student athletes at BU. I mean, men's basketball, they're in March Madness. I mean, my word, anything can't be any more heartbreaking than that. But these are the issues of the day, and we have to. We had a team meeting the next morning after we arrived in Pinehurst, and I said, "Girl, these are the issues of the day. This is real life, and we need to address the issues, formulate a plan," and which we did. Interesting, within 72 hours of the time that we arrived in North Carolina, the girls had we'd gone back to BU, packed, and they traveled around the world to their homes within 72 hours. It's an unbelievable story. And started and keep up with their academics online and get a 374 with all the challenges that they had. But, I mean, this is clearly it's a different situation, but these are challenges. You've got to meet them to keep advancing forward. And and that's what we're doing. And moving into next year, we're a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement this summertime for sure. Girls want to play. They want to play.
Yeah, you think you have a little extra motivation knowing that you're probably the favorites to win the Patriot League. Obviously, you still have to play the tournament, and anything can happen over 54 holes. But how confident do you feel in this group going forward, and then with a couple additions you have?
Oh, well, you know, we've got a nice group. We've got a couple of nice players coming in this year. A lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm. Girls are focused on what we want to do. Long season. Certainly between, fall and spring, of course, it's a long season. And we've just got to keep up our academics, keep up our athletics, keep up our golf skill. And we're clearly looking forward to the tournaments next year and the Patriot League, and hopefully where that can take us. That's always our goal, is to win the Patriot League, to get to the NCAAs. We did that last year, or 2019. And I like our positioning for this year, but we've just got to play the year out and make sure we do our best.
Great. Well, Bruce, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me, and enjoy the rest of the summer.
Appreciate the time, Kevin. Always appreciate the time. Thank you very much. And I appreciate all of the effort, especially in these times, that the athletic department is giving the golf team. Lots of tremendous support. And on behalf of the girls, thank you very much. Appreciate it.